The new report from the National Wildlife Federation focuses on the threat to fish populations near the six ports in Washington and Oregon that are considering coal export proposals. It cites degraded water quality as a main concern because of increased coal dust, mercury, and carbon emissions, and it says expanded ports and shipping traffic could harm habitat for endangered species. Russell Bassett with the Association of Northwest Steelheaders says sports fishermen are worried about endangered salmon in the Columbia River and the $1 billion a year that taxpayers spend to protect them.
A lot of time, effort, and money is going into recovering these fish species because they are such a economic and ecosystem importance and regional icons to us here. And we don't want to see that jeopardized.
The groups are joining the opposition's call for a comprehensive environmental impact statement. They're also urging the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to consider Native American treaty rights to healthy fish. Meanwhile, a new lobbying group called the Alliance for Northwest Jobs and Exports launched a media blitz last week to support the coal terminal proposals. They argue if the Northwest doesn't support expanded coal exports, some other region will get the much-wanted jobs and tax revenue. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.